On June 28, 2004, in rural Appalachia, a man with my name and my profession strangled his father in the passenger seat of his Toyota Tacoma. The other Dr. Gilmer was a family medicine physician in North Carolina at a small clinic he'd founded with his wife near the tiny town of Fletcher. He was recently divorced, living alone in a house on the hill above his office. In the weeks and months before that night, he'd been drinking more than usual, going out to bars during the week. He'd also been making some impulsive decisions, like buying the brand new truck he was driving, even though he was massively in debt. After a full morning of seeing patients, Dr. Vince Gilmer left his practice on the afternoon of June 28th to drive to Broughton Hospital, a psychiatric facility in Morganton, North Carolina, where his father had lived for the previous 2 years. Vince's father, Dalton, was 60 years old, a diagnosed schizophrenic, and had landed at Broughton after a time of delusional behavior, drug abuse, and intermittent homelessness. Now, though, he was being released. His son was getting him out. Dr. Vince Gilmer wasn't particularly close to his father, but had arranged for Dalton to be cared for at a facility called Fleischer's Fairview Health and Retirement Center, a 5-minute drive from his house, so he could keep a closer eye on his care. Vince told his coworkers that he was going to take his father into the outdoors before taking him to his new home, that the two of them were going canoeing on Watauga Lake in Tennessee. It was a place Vince knew well. He had often escaped there to relax during his residency after medical school. If anyone thought it was strange for Vince to drive 2 hours in the wrong direction so that he could take his schizophrenic father on a quick evening boat outing, they didn't mention it. This was the sort of thing he did often. Vince's nurses and coworkers would not have been surprised that he thought a trip to the lake might be therapeutic. Dr. Vince Gilmer was well known for his unconventional, friendly, and personal approach to life and medicine. He was a big believer in the power of the outdoors, the sort of doctor who had been known to take depressive patients on walks to help them clear their minds rather than just give them medicine. Patients and nurses called him Bear because of his hulking presence and warm hugs. None of Vince's coworkers knew how much his father had deteriorated while Broughton. If any of them had, they would have realized how difficult canoeing would have been for him. Dalton Gilmer was a frail man, heavily medicated, barely able to stand on his own. He would have needed to be lifted into the boat and certainly could not swim. Still, along with the usual lawn care tools, garden shears, gloves, clippers, that Vince used to maintain the landscaping at his clinic, there was a poorly tied down canoe rattling in the bed of the truck that afternoon throughout the hour-long drive from King Creek Family Health Center to Broughton. Vince made good time. At 5:30 p.m., an orderly wheeled Dalton out in a wheelchair and loaded his meager possessions into the rear cab. He lifted Dalton into the front passenger seat after Vince moved aside a dog leash, suspending it from the headrest. Then father and son headed north, toward the North Carolina-Tennessee border. What happened next has never been fully explained. Sometime that night, they stopped at an Arby's for dinner, Dalton's first meal out in over a year. Sometime that night, Dalton turned to Vince and began to hum the song, "Baba Black Sheep." Sometime that night, Vince wrapped the dog leash around Dalton's neck. Just before midnight, Thomas Browning, coming home from a late movie in Abington, Virginia, an hour north of Watauga Lake, saw what he thought was a drunk man sleeping in a ditch on Good Hope Road. He and his wife pulled over and called the cops. When the police arrived, they found Dalton Gilmer's body, still warm, with contusions and a bruised ring around his neck,